Corn is hovering around break even and soybeans are moving slightly higher ahead of today's WASDE report. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Overnight corn prices right now are fractionally mixed to unchanged in the front month. Soybeans are about 1 to 2 cents higher here on the overnight. On Thursday, all three markets closed higher, with soybeans gaining by double digits. Until now, traders have had to speculate whether China has been buying soybeans over the past 2 months. They've also had to guess whether corn demand is truly as export inspections suggest. But the wait is over. Reports for Friday include the release of the all-delayed reportable export sales that occurred during the government shutdown, and Foreign Ag Services will release them a little later on this morning. And then 11 a.m. USDA publishes its November WASDE report, marking the first government estimate since September. It's uncertain whether Friday's commitment of traders report will be issued. Nonetheless, the markets are about to be flooded with data. The global market place is under pressure. The Dow right now down 171 points. European and Asian markets also lower here on overnight trading. Volatility seems to be the norm in the livestock markets. Thursday, the futures traded mostly lower and expect to remain lower to close out today. Feeder cattle futures, in fact, posted limit lower moves yesterday. Also, the USDA announced that a sterile fly facility is opening in Tampico, Mexico, which means the concerns over the border opening sooner rather than later are becoming very real. Opening cattle calls will be lower to mix. Hogs look to be lower across the board. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
On the overnight, December corn is unchanged at 441 and a half, March down a half at 455 even, January beans up 2 and a half at 1149 and a half, March trading up 2 and a quarter at 1159 even. Soybean meal is down 40 cents at 328 even. Soybean oil right now 26 cents higher, that's at 5051. Chicago wheat up 4 and a half at 540 and a quarter. Kansas winter wheat up 3 and a quarter at 529. Kansas spring wheat is 3 and a quarter lower at 534 even. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3/4 of a cent at 570 and a half, and oats down 1 3/4 at 310. That's Market Matters.